Hey everybody, Josh Peck here of Josh Peck Disclosure, youtube.com/Josh Peck Disclosure, and also joshpeckdisclosure.com. Hope you all are doing well. Sorry about the short video yesterday, but I was exhausted, as I stated in the video. But we're going to get back into it. So did you know 51% of churchgoers actually don't know of the Great Commission? They don't know what it is? 51% of churchgoers, and this just came out from Barna.com. You can look it up there. It's in research releases in Faith and Christianity for March 27th, 2018, and it's titled 51% of churchgoers don't know of the Great Commission. So Matthew 28, 18 through 20 is the most well-known biblical record of what is commonly referred to extra-biblically as the Great Commission. But despite the significance of these and other verses that call Christians to go out and make disciples of all nations, you know, get people saved, introduce people to Jesus, what we're supposed to be doing, evangelizing, witnessing to the world, all this stuff. A surprising proportion of church-going Christians in the U.S. are generally unaware of these famous words from Jesus. So, in partnership with Seed Company, Barna conducted a study of the U.S. church's ideas about missions, social justice, Bible translations, and other aspects of spreading the gospel around the world, available now in a new report that's called Translating the Great Commission. So when asked if they had previously heard of the Great Commission, half of U.S. churchgoers, actually over half because it was 51%, say that they do not know that term. And it would be reassuring to assume that the other half who know the term are actually familiar with the passage known by this name, but the proportion is really low, actually only 17%. And meanwhile, the Great Commission, that term, does ring a bell for 1 in 4, or 25%, though they can't remember what it is. 6% of churchgoers are simply not sure whether they have heard the term the Great Commission before. So it's kind of alarming. Now, the data indicates that churches are using the phrase less, which may reveal a lack of prioritizing or focusing on the work of the Great Commission, but may also indicate that just the phrase itself, rather than the scriptures or the labor, has simply fallen out of favor with some. So it could just be the phrase itself isn't as popular anymore, as opposed to the actual, you know, the actual act of witnessing to people and getting people saved. So taking a different tack, Barna also presented churchgoers with 5 different passages from Scripture and asked them to identify which one is known as the Great Commission. And a little more than 1/3 of churchgoers, it was 37%, correctly identified the Bible passage, far more than those who recognize the Great Commission in name alone. So nearly all of the churchgoers who indicate they had previously heard of the Great Commission, which was 94%, also select the passage in Matthew 28. The remainder of churchgoers either does not know which of these verses is the Great Commission, at 33% there, or offers an incorrect answer, 31%. Age also makes a significant difference in whether churchgoers recognize the Great Commission. So more than 1/4 of elders, 29%, and baby boomers, 26%, says that they know the text, compared to 17% of Gen X and 1 in 10, or 10%, of millennials. As with other church-going groups, people in all generations are more likely to choose the right passage from a set of options set to remember it unprompted. Roughly 2 in 5 people among the 3 oldest generation correctly identify the Great Commission, 43% of elders, 42% of boomers, 41% of Gen X. Church-going millennials, though, are about as likely to misidentify, 36%, as to correctly identify, 34%, the Great Commission. So although not even half of any age group knows the Great Commission well, the youngest adult generation is least likely to recognize it. So again, the study cannot conclude whether respondents are ignorant of the scriptural mandate itself or just aware that it is commonly called the Great Commission. In this case, it's possible older generations might be more familiar with the actual term, the Great Commission, because the term was previously more popular in Protestant missions. So segments divide in their awareness of the Great Commission depending on denominational affiliation, church attendance, engagement with Scripture, and faith practice. So, for instance, practicing Christians recognize the Great Commission at four times the rate of non-practicing churchgoers, so 25% versus 6%. So there is a correlation between what Barna calls Bible-mindedness, essentially full faith in and regular engagement with Scripture, and recognizing the Great Commission. More than a third of churchgoers who are Bible-minded, 36%, knows the term, and over half, 57%, correctly select the Great Commission from the list of possible passages. Also, those with higher levels of New Testament knowledge are more likely than those with less knowledge to say that they know what the Great Commission is. So you have 33% there, and to correctly identify it, 52%. By comparison, only 1% of those with low New Testament knowledge are familiar with the Great Commission, and 12% can pick it from among other verses. Evangelicals are the most likely church-going group to state that they have heard of the Great Commission and remember what it is, 60%, which generally aligns with their theological disposition and the criteria to be characterized as evangelical in the first place. The traditional Christian views and personal spiritual commitment that shape evangelicals likely cultivate a higher level of awareness than the language of the Great Commission. And this missional jargon is more ubiquitous in the evangelical community. So when selecting the Great Commission from a series of verses, three of four church-going evangelicals, more accurately 74%, correctly identify it, the largest portion among church-going groups. And fittingly, American evangelicals also appear to be more Bible-minded, are more likely to be active in the churches, and have deep knowledge of gospel context and the New Testament. So a survey of churchgoers' knowledge about the Great Commission shouldn't be conflated with an assessment of their understanding or commitment to the spirit of the Great Commission, a concept Christian only fairly recently in church history and concentrated most in evangelical circles. Some church-going groups are more likely to hear the Great Commission directly named in or connected to messages about missions. For example, 28% of Southern Baptist pastors and 18% of Baptist pastors say that their last sermon about missions was specifically about the Great Commission. Non-mainline pastors are typically more likely than mainline ministers non-mainline pastors are typically more likely than mainline pastors to mention the Great Commission in a mission sermon. So you have 15% against 6%. So the degree to which an individual churchgoer is personally aware of the phrasing of the Great Commission could be explained by the degree to which their church denomination or leader publicly refers to it. So it's really interesting stuff, and the kind of encouraging thing with it is that it might just be the phrase, the Great Commission, you know. I'm surprised that so few churchgoers even really know what it is or recognize what it is. Now, what would be interesting is a study that actually delves into their level of commitment about it. So I'm interested to know what you guys think. Have you heard of the Great Commission yourself? Do you know what that is? Are you familiar with that term? If it's not called that, what is it called for you? I'm used to the term the Great Commission, but sometimes when I talk about it on this channel, I'll say, you know, witnessing to people, bringing people to Jesus, getting people saved, you know, introducing people to Jesus so they can start a relationship, making, you know, other Christians and things like that, evangelism, that, you know, there's a whole bunch of words that are attached to it, but the basic idea is the same, to go out and make disciples, you know, of all nations, all people, you know, all that good stuff. What would be interesting is to know how many people actually do that, especially in an age where it's a lot easier to do that today than I think in other eras of mankind. Even in American history, I think it's easier now. You don't have to go door to door anymore. I mean, you can, but you don't have to. You'd actually reach more people doing a YouTube video or making a Facebook post, as long as they don't shadow ban you or something like that, which happens quite frequently, unfortunately. So it would be interesting to see if evangelism is actually declining while the accessibility to more people in the world increases. I wonder if that's the trend or if they're actually both increasing. So that might be something to look into for another video. But I am interested to know what you guys think about this. Now on this channel, we're trying to reach people with the gospel, and we try to tell people as best we can about Jesus, and we try to give Christians tools that they can use to engage other people in conversation, whether it's through politics or whether it's through paranormal things, you know, and anything that somebody might be interested in that you can then use to branch into a gospel message is always good. So we explore that stuff, and we just have a lot of fun and make a lot of cool videos and stuff like that. But and it's interesting for Christians and for non-Christians alike. So Josh Peck Disclosure is a wide audience base. Now this channel is totally it's totally fan funded through donations. And actually, if you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, you'll get a whole bunch of free material. If you could click on the donate button and help me out, help yourself out, help the community out, that would be great, because we want to make some improvements, get some new equipment. There's a lot of stuff that we want to do, and we would love to do that. But you know, we can't rely on AdSense, we can't rely on YouTube, because we talk about conservative stuff, we talk about Christian stuff, and the big social media platforms don't like that. So it's almost impossible to make money, any kind of money, to fund these types of projects unless it's donation based. So for all of you at home, if you like what you see and you want to help, you want to contribute, and you want to help build this up and make it your own, because I do listen to you guys, I do listen to feedback, you know, I go based on that, to take the direction of the channel based on what the audience wants, what you guys at home want. If you want to do that, you can click on the donate button at joshpeckdisclosure.com. And if you can't donate money, that's okay. You could donate your time by sharing this video, liking it, leaving a comment, subscribing, and clicking the little bell to tell YouTube that you want to be notified every time a video is uploaded. All of that is extremely helpful. Also, follow me on Steemit. If you reply on Steemit to me on Steemit on a video, I will reply to you back. I can't promise that I'll do that on YouTube because, as I said before, I just don't know what's real with YouTube. I don't know what's a bot. I don't know what's a real person. I don't know what's a troll. I don't, you know, there's too much with YouTube I don't trust. So I generally don't, I don't really reply very often on YouTube, but I always reply on Steemit, steemit.com/@Josh Peck. I reply to emails, I reply to Facebook messages, and even many Facebook comments. So you can find me on all those platforms, also Twitter, @JPDisclosure. But yeah, if you could donate, that would be great. If you could share this video, that would be great too. And all that being said, thank you so much, guys. And until tomorrow, take care and God bless.